Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, Knowledge of the Absolute, text number 16. Shesnatsit. Chaturvidha Vajante Mam. Janasupriti Arjuna. Arta Jignasya Artarati. Jnani Chavaratarshava. Okay. Chaturvida. Four kinds of. Bhajante. Render services. Mam. Unto me. Jana. Persons. Sukritina. Those who are pious. Arjuna. O Arjuna. Artha, the distressed. Artha, Jignasu, the inquisitive. Artha, Arti, one who desires material gain. Jnani, one who knows things as they are. Cha, also. Bharata, Rishabha, a great one amongst the descendants of Bharata. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Oh, best among the Bharatas. Yes, four kinds of pious men begin to render devotional service unto me. The distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he was searching for knowledge of the Absolute. Purport. Unlike the miscreants, these are adherents of the regular principles of the scriptures, and they are called sukritina, or those who obey the rules and regulations of scriptures, the moral and social laws, and are more or less devoted to the Supreme Lord. Out of these, there are four classes of men. Those who are sometimes distressed, those who are in need of money, those who are sometimes inquisitive, and those who are sometimes searching after knowledge of the Absolute Truth. These persons come to the Supreme Lord for devotional service under different conditions. They are not pure devotees because they have some aspiration to fulfill in exchange for devotional service. Pure devotional service is without aspiration and without desire for material profit. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu finds pure devotional service thus. Anya-vilasita shunyam jnana-karma-diravritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti-uttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain, through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. When these four kinds of pious people come to the Supreme Lord for devotional service and are completely purified by the association of a pure devotee, they also become pure devotees. As far as the miscreants are concerned, for them devotional service is very difficult because their lives are selfish, irregular, and without spiritual goals. But even some of them, by chance, when they come in contact with a pure devotee, also become pure devotees. Those who are always busy with fruitive activities come to the Lord in material distress, and at that time associate with pure devotees and become in their distress devotees of the Lord. Those who are simply frustrated also sometimes come to associate with the pure devotees and become inquisitive to know about God. Similarly, when the dry philosophers are frustrated in every field of knowledge, they sometimes want to learn of God, and they come to the Supreme Lord to render devotional service and thus transcend knowledge of the impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma and come to the personal conception of Godhead by the grace of the Supreme Lord or His pure devotees. On the whole, when the distressed the inquisitive, the seekers of knowledge, and those who are in need of money are freed from all material desires, and when they fully understand that material remuneration has nothing to do with spiritual improvement, they become pure devotees. As long as such a purified state is not obtained, devotees in transcendental service to the Lord are tainted with fruitive activities, the search for mundane knowledge, etc. So one has to transcend all this before one can come to the stage of pure devotional service. Chaturvida bhajante mam janasukritina arjuna arte jignasya artarati jnani chavaratar shiva. O best of among the Bharatas, there are four kinds of pious men who begin to render devotional service unto me. The distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he was searching for knowledge of the Absolute. We heard in the previous verse about the mudhas, who are in the mode of ignorance, and here we find the artas. Artas are also in distress due to the mode of ignorance, but they learn that the reason for their distress is from the positive, not being clean, not being truthful, not being merciful, and not being austere. And the reason why people are not merciful, truthful, clean, or austere is because they're engaged in illicit sex, gambling, meat-eating, intoxication. So that much knowledge is necessary for one to get out of suffering, gross suffering in the material world. Of course, in modern society, people think that this is enjoyment. As Prabhupada said, Professor Urquix, professor from, what was the name of the professor from, who was the governor of Bengal? And he, from England. Well, he met him, he came and visited him in college when he was at Scottish. So he was a gentleman, English gentleman, and he was a governor of Bengal for some time, which is quite a big post. And he came, when he came back to England, he asked one of Prabhupada's godbrothers, because it was a time when some of Prabhupada's godbrothers were sent by Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Prabhupāda to England to try to spread Krishna consciousness there. And this Lord Urquhart, came to Prabhupada's godbrother and said, "Can you make me a Brahmin?" And he said, "No problem. You just have to follow four principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meat eating." And he said, "Impossible." And Prabhupada was struck that here's an respectable gentleman, supposedly civilized, and to follow these basic principles or religious principles, he thought was impossible. So what to speak of ordinary people? But these are the causes of suffering. But people think their happiness, in the same way Prahlad Maharaj said, "In mai tu nadi grihamedi sukham hitu cham kanduyanena karyar iva dukha dukham tripjanti neha bahu dukha bhaja kandutivat manishijam vishaheta dira." He said that this happiness in the material world is just like rubbing or scratching an itch. If anyone has ever had an itch and you scratch it, it feels quite good until you stop scratching. And then it feels worse. So that's material existence. People think the pleasure of scratching an itch is happiness. But actually it produces so much misery. But that's what people are after. Now, one who understands that this is not happiness, by good association, then they can gradually give up these sinful activities and get out of the mode of ignorance gradually. And then one can understand that real happiness is, as I said before, good food, fresh air, nice relationships, peaceful life, the vaishyas. So those who are artis, after material advancement, real advancement, they approach Krishna and they get the intelligence that they should protect the cows and take care of the land and get good food, at least. Then, when they become, so this is under the stage of, as Krishna says, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nishoshiti Nakangshiti Samaksarveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Lavate Param. That the Shudras and are generally always lamenting. Distress. And similarly, those who are partially in the mode of ignorance and partially in the mode of passion, the vaishyas, there is a tendency to lament. But higher than that are those who are becoming jignasu and jnanis. They come to the stage of understanding how everyone is the servant of Krishna. So for the vaishyas and the shudras, they're engaged in hankering, lamenting. The shudras are lamenting, the vaishyas are hankering, and the kshatriyas and the kshatriyas are kind of in between, a little tendency to hanker, but they're also inquisitive, so they can see samak sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim lavate param. They can understand how everyone is Krishna's eternal servant. So when one comes to the platform of understanding how everyone is Krishna's eternal servant, then he can enter into actual devotional service. As long as one is in the material concept of life, hankering, lamenting, like even in a civilized way, then there's no possibility of actually experiencing transcendence, at least not steadily. There may be some experience of transcendence, like Daksha, when he was praying to Vishnu and Vishnu came and he was so much in ecstasy that he had to sit down. But he was interested in sense gratification, so his transcendental ecstasy was short-lived. Still, Krishna will tell us in the next verse, Tesham Gyani Nityukta Eka Bhaktira Vishishate Priyohi Ganino Yartam Aham Sacha Mama Priya. Still, out of all those, they're all magnanimous souls, but he was actually acknowledging me that I consider to be very dear to me. In other words, Prabhupada wanted to create Brahmins. Now, of course, to creating Brahmins, we have deity worship and we have preaching, but basically what raises up in our consciousness is the offenseless chanting of the holy names. By offenselessly chanting the holy names, as our heart becomes purified, the tendency to hanker and lament should diminish, and we should start seeing everyone as Krishna's eternal servant. On that state, we can actually become an instrument for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, beyond the jnanis and the jignasus and the artis are the devotees aspiring for devotional service. And the way we do that is not usually by acting as a jnani or a jignasu, whatever. We do it by engaging in pure devotional service. So our method of obtaining pure devotional service and getting free from material tendencies, well, besides giving them up, is to engage in pure devotional service. Namely, Ishvareta Dadineshu Palisheshu Dvitsasucha Prema Maitri Kripopeka Yet Kroti Samajamaha. That we're being practiced by hearing about Krishna, because Krishna has already gone through the different types of yoga in the last, in the first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita. So for the Shudras and the Vaishyas, there's Karma Yoga. For the Jnanis and the Jignasus, there's Jnana Yoga. And for those who are trying transcendence, there is Astanga Yoga. And for the, those who are, can take up devotional service immediately, there's Bhakti Yoga. But that doesn't mean by performing Bhakti Yoga, we're free from karma and jnana. But by taking up Bhakti Yoga, it's a quicker process, that's all. You're free from karma and jnana and get the perfection of Astanga, which is to meditate upon Krishna. So we start by meditating upon Krishna in this age through the process of chanting the holy names. Chanting the holy names should be a direct meditation upon the Supreme Lord, direct association with Him. And as you put a fire, iron in fire, it gets hotter and hotter till it becomes just like fire. So by directly associating with Krishna, by offenselessly chanting the holy names, one's consciousness becomes spiritualized. And all the material contamination of karma and jnana is gradually diminished. So each for a praying for Krishna, we're trying to love Krishna, trying to please Him. And for the devotees, we're trying to cooperate with them, trying to serve them, trying to become servants of the devotees. And for the innocent, we're trying to help them. So for Krishna, we recognize that everything and everyone belongs to Him, and we try to serve Him with everything and everyone, everything that we have. For the devotees, we take association with them and we serve them according to their level of spiritual advancement in loving exchanges. And for the innocent, we try to assist their development of Krishna consciousness by explaining to them about Krishna consciousness and engaging them in devotional service also, and try to become detached from the tendency to associate with worldly-minded people. Those who are hankering, those who are lamenting, who don't see everyone on the same level, we offer them respects, but we don't try to intimately associate with them. We try to associate with devotees who have given up, or at least trying to give up, the false ego of thinking themselves to be bodies and minds, instead are engaged in trying to serve Krishna and through His representatives. Then we can actually do something to help the innocent, and we can get the spiritual strength to avoid those who are against Krishna, or those who are simply trying to lure everyone's mind away from Krishna through the false propaganda that we should lament and hanker and see everyone differently and exploit them accordingly. So, here it was mentioned, there are four kinds of people. So, we may fit into those four kinds. And it says sometimes we may fit into all the kinds, depending on the day, depending on which side of the bed we got up on. So we may fit into all the kinds, and all the, you know, sometimes one of them or sometimes the other one. But we have to, by practice, one becomes to the stage of anishtha bhajna, anishtha bhajna kriya. So that's the science, and that's explained also in detail in Madhuri Kandambini, how there are different stages of anishtha bhajna kriya, beginning with utsahamayi, Gana Tarala, Vyura Vikalpa, Vishaya Sangara, Niyamakshama, and Taranga Rangini. So one can study that if one has a chance to see the different stages of Nishtita Vajna Kriya, devotional service, which is contaminated by desires of sense gratification and mental speculation. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna. from this verse, it seems that those who approach Krishna because of being distressed are at the bottom of the pile here. On the other hand, we seem to very frequently bring attention of the people we preach to exactly to this fact that we are all suffering in this world.
Yes.
Aren't we sort of filtering for those who are more miserable?
Yeah, generally we are. It's 99% of the 9%. That's the people we're dealing with. Everyone's miserable. Atarto Brahma Jignasi. Unless one understands he's miserable, there's no question of trying to find out about spiritual life. Birth, death, old age, and disease, without understanding the miseries of those things, there's no impetus to make advance in spiritual life. Only when we're liberated, when we're actually on the spiritual platform, these things won't have any influence on us. Because even you become a Brahmin or an inquisitiveness, still that's the main impetus. That's at least one of the impetus to get out of the material world, even the Brahmins there. Because they know birth has old age and disease, they're trying to get liberated. Brahma is trying to get liberated. If he's not a pure devotee like our Brahma. So yeah, that's the impetus to get out of the material existence because it's miserable. Dukkhalayama Shasvatam. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the lecture. I have a question. How not to be attached on all the mistakes that you make on your in your attempt of practicing bhakti yoga, because they are like a burden and it's hard to carry on. I mean, in a way, these are like aparadas. I don't understand good. Like, you make mistake, you wake up on the wrong leg, and then you make...
Well, if you go back to sleep and wake up on the other side. What else to do? Our whole material existence is a mistake. So what to do? You have to try to do something. Now, if you think now I'm doing everything perfectly, then you're completely in ignorance. Prabhupada was once asked, "What is the happiness in the mode of goodness?" And Prabhupada said, "If you think you're happy in the mode of goodness, you're in ignorance." So we should think we should do the best we can, but even we should understand even if we do something which is given recognition by others, we should understand it's all by the mercy of Krishna and his representatives. So somehow or another we've gotten their instructions and we become somehow or another attached to their instruction. And therefore Krishna is manifesting through his spiritual energy something worthy of being his instrument. But it's not our credit. Our credit goes to others. If we make a mistake, then if we are conscious of our mistakes, then we should try to correct them. But this is what mistakes are necessary to make us humble. Otherwise, we think we're doing everything right. We get to a point we think we're doing everything right. We just get puffed up and fall down. Our worst enemy is pride. Even in the spiritual world, Krishna arranges it that sometimes Srimati Radharani thinks she's made a mistake. So that she becomes more humble. Of course, she's absolutely humble, but there's always room to become more humble. It's the mood. Even Krishna sometimes thinks he made a mistake. And he has to bow down before Srimati Radharani and put his head on her feet, ask for forgiveness. Otherwise, where is there a question of love? Love and humility go together. If you think you're on top of everyone, there's no question of love. Love is by being humble and appreciating others.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for lecture. My question is, if every conditioned soul sooner or later become a devotee?
Could be. I don't. Hopefully we're not going to wait around to find out. It's going to take a long time, though. You mean eventually the universe is going to close down? Is it going to be a closing ceremony and there's no one left? I could say yes, but it'd be very hard to prove I'm wrong. But it's been going on since time immemorial, and I expect it's probably going to go on from time immemorial from now. But we shouldn't wait around to find out. I have no, you know, something about when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went back to God, went back to the spiritual world, because he's always in the spiritual world. He took all the citizens with him, all the residents of Navadvip, and Lord Ramachandra went back to Ayodhya in the spiritual world. He took all the residents. So there's something about, it says that Vasudeva Das said, you know, let me accept on my head all the residents, all the sins of all the people in the universe, and I can go to hell, and you bring them all back to Godhead. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's answer was that, you know, I can do that. I don't need you to go to hell to do that. I can do that myself. But on the other hand, even if everyone goes back to Godhead, there's so many living entities in the atoms, and they're going to manifest and become, take their bodies and repopulate the universe anyhow. So, if you ask me for an explanation, I can make one up, but I have no idea what the hell they are. It's pretty inconceivable, the whole thing. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grandharaj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.